Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day to stay inside. There's a marathon running.
Now 53. Whoops, wait a minute. It's neither 53. What's the matter with me? 33 FDR.
There you go.
Doug Steffen, the good day. There's a conspiracy theory that I'm losing it. Did you hear that, Jennifer?
I started it.
Oh, you... Oh, so that's where it came. Oh,
whoop! Oh, should I notice anything? Mm. Oh my goodness!
Speaking of conspiracies, Kenny and Jennifer and I were talking about this chemtrail conspiracy theory. A gentleman who called after we were talking about the weather, I made mention about two things: the tornadoes in the Midwest and other people in Tulsa want to design a building look like a tornado, which I thought was blatantly stupid. And then there's this horrible typhoon that's gone through some of the islands in the Pacific and has laid waste to pretty much a whole island, and how it is that this is such a violent storm, and people are talking about the usual global warming stuff, and they got a call from somebody who said it was chemtrail, and then somebody else called and said that he could give us some more information. And I am not like everybody else. I don't dismiss you if you have this theory, because...
Yeah, if it's interesting and well thought out, why not?
Well, but isn't even... Yeah, interesting, well thought out is always good to get on the air. But then there is this whole business about what we know and what we don't know. And it's far easier, for me anyway, to think about things that we don't know. This isn't the Art Bell program. It's not George Norrie. But yet there are plenty of things that happen there. I'm very sympathetic to that kind of thinking, frankly. I believe in... people refer to New Age think, yeah, or whatever you want to refer to as. There is a lot of stuff that gets poo-pooed by government, by business, by folks who don't want you to know what the real story is. What's the truth? This is why the whole business of the truth is so hard to deal with, because everybody has his or her own truth. What are the facts is the better question to ask. What are the facts here? And because... the facts are not known, you don't know whether this is a hoax or not. You don't know who's pulling the wool over your eyes. Is this whole stuff about chemtrail a hoax? Or is what the government's doing... I mean, there are those who say... I guess one of the things that comes to my mind, back to 1996 when the TWA plane was shot down over Long Island and mm-hmm. all those people that were on their way to Paris got killed.
Allegedly shot down. That's what the conspiracy theorists say.
Allegedly,
yeah.
Right.
Right.
But then when the plane was assembled in that warehouse on Long Island and there was this big burn hole on the side of fuselage that nobody could understand, nobody could explain. And by the way, the FBI never came up with a public theory of how the plane came down. At first, it was thought, and they spread this around like wildfire to make things look better than it did, that something arced in the undercarriage, the underbelly of the plane. It was a hot day, and something arced, and the plane's fuel exploded as it took off. That's such a load of baloney. It's offensive when you look into stuff like that to have that kind of stuff come out, which is so easily... dismissed. But anyway, what I'm saying is, not necessarily just in this case, the contrail, chemtrail thing, and, you know, whatever else may be going on, that we can come up with a really good conspiracy theory. They're all over the place. And because you don't have a government that serves you, that becomes a conspiracy in and of itself. Because the government, look at all of the jokes. The other day when President Obama was on with Jimmy Kimmel? And they joked about Area 51. It was it's always a joke. But yet, nobody knows really whether it exists or doesn't exist. I happen to be one who believes it does exist. Mm-hmm. That just happens to be, I don't trust the government and people who work for it any further than I could throw them. And it offends me
arrogant.
That I have to pay for this stuff.
Arrogant, Jen? To think that we're the only ones here, too, right. Or the only ones, you know.
Right. Yeah, there's a theory that Jennifer, I think, is referring to about us being visited. There were a couple of examples in the last month or so of three. Was it over Tucson or Phoenix or someplace? Where was this sighting?
Always the desert. Yeah,
well, that is kind of, it is always kind of the desert. Yeah. But anyway, there was something that occurred last couple of months where three vehicles showed up over some city in the Southwest. I don't remember where it was, and it's not important to the story. I remember being there, and everybody says, well, it's not, it's a figment of your imagination, or it's not really yours, it's an optical illusion. And yet, how many people did you hear from that actually said they saw it? It wasn't like a few. There were thousands and thousands of people who said, I saw those three lights in the sky. So who do you believe under the circumstances? It's a good question, I think. Thanks, Doug. I'm glad you asked it. Okay. So speaking of what's in the sky, researchers at Michigan State University have created a fully transparent... I can try that one
I'm
again.
I'm sorry, what?
A fully transparent solar concentrator, which will turn any window in your house into a solar cell. This is pretty, this actually is pretty good science, isn't it, Kenny? It's pretty, pretty interesting. There are other transparent solar cells. This one really is transparent, as you can see in the photos. It looks like a piece of glass. Most of the, if you go by a solar farm, you'll see that the glass is usually dark. But this transparent solar panel is something scientists say of an oxymoron. Solar cells, specifically the photovoltaic kind, make energy by absorbing the sunlight and converting it into electrons, which is obviously electricity. If the material is transparent, by definition, it means that all of the light passes through it to get into your eye or whatever it is. It, you know, it's light. So how does this work? The researchers at Michigan State have used a slightly different technique to gather the sunlight instead of trying to create a transparent cell, which is apparently almost impossible. They use a transparent luminescent solar concentrator. Okay, so this is real technical, and who's going to get it at the end of the day? The point is that now you can look at it. You can have a regular piece of glass on the window of your house, and it can collect
sunlight. Yeah, and
it's going
to charge your house. Yeah,
which would change,
would
revolutionize, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And it's so much more attractive looking than those solar panels, so I'm for it.
Yeah, and then we make car windshields out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and power the car that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that they're offering, Jennifer, you can buy a
car. They're offering Jennifer?
No, I'm doing this. Both Kenny and Jennifer and I, all three of us are all in California. My son was telling me the story because he's a researcher. He wants to buy a Fiat.
Okay.
Because you can buy, they're very cheap. And there's a model that is completely electric, goes for about 125, 140 miles on a recharge. And there is a 35% rebate credit when you buy
it
from the feds. And then there's another 13 or 14% credit from the state of California. So let's say you spend, I think these they're maybe $12,000 or so. I don't know what they cost. He didn't tell me. But they can't be expensive because they look like a little tin can. The car is completely electric. And whatever it costs, let's say it's $15,000. You get a $5,000 credit from the feds, and you get another...
So it almost is a free car.
Right. Well, it's half free anyway. And that's what he says he wants to get.
What is the price of a
next time around? I don't know. You can look it up. But I just thought it was fascinating that these... And we've seen this before. Do you get the same thing when you buy a Volt or you buy that new BMW electric car? How many electric cars are around now? The Tesla, probably the most.
Tesla's huge, yeah.
Yeah,
and Teslas are no joke. They're pricey.
60-something.
All right, so Fiats, let's see. You can get, there's, gosh, who knew? There are five different models of Fiats.
Electric?
And they start at $17,000, go up to $32,000.
Who the heck would pay $32,000 for that?
Well, actually, more than that. The Fiat 500C starts at
$32,300. Whoa! Wow. That's not the little tin can.
Yeah, it is. They're all.
Is it really?
They're all teeny. I don't know. This one looks no different than the 17,000 one, but it must be.
Wow.
Let's see. Ugliness is the worst form of pollution. Single and in the fast lane with the California HOV lane sticker. So you can drive
does it
in the
tell you
lane.
Right? You can drive anywhere with it. Does it tell you how much?
122 miles per gallon city, 108 highway, 111 horsepower.
Yeah.
Let's see. Starting at $32,300, the 500E can be purchased, let's see, $2,000 down and $139 per month if you want to lease it.
Well, he said he found one that he had to put put $2,000 down and it's $99 a month. However
but
it
then you probably, if you lease it, you probably don't get the...
30-month lease.
No, you don't get the price rebate. Do you get the tax rebate, though?
He seemed to have figured it out. He's very good at researching this stuff, and he...
The Cabrio is like a convertible. These cars are so ugly.
They are ugly. But can you
imagine?
But I mean, under the circumstances, though.
For the money, it's smart, yeah.
Yeah. So, what other kinds? There's the BMW, there's the Chevy, There's the BMW, what was the electric car, that's what I was saying, the Tesla. There are some others. The Tesla is the fastest selling, quote unquote, luxury car in California. And what I'm interested in is what they're going to be worth as they are traded in. Because I never buy a new car. I won't buy, I will just not play that game anymore. Buy a two-year-old, I just did buy a two-year-old car, and all of the depreciation is taken care of that way, or much of it.
If you type in electric cars, Prius comes up first, then Civic under Honda Civic.
Civic, that's right, do the Prius and
Volkswagen
Civic.
E-Golf.
Yeah.
And then you get Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it that's coming up as far as the show. Oh, the Nissan Leaf is 2017. Yeah. That's coming up.
That's pretty there interesting, though, how that all that works. How many people know or care where Bad Vlad is?
Oh, I do.
Why?
I don't. Just no. To sound interested.
He's been missing for 11 days.
I know.
Hasn't been seen since March 5th.
People think he's sick because he's such a spotlight guy that he's been hiding out.
Yeah. He also said, or somebody said in a published report in one of the Moscow newspapers, that they were ready to use nuclear weaponry in the Crimean War. The whole business about Ukraine and taking over the seaport, the sea area, they were going to use, whether that's just to scare everybody or not. Can you imagine anybody being that foolish? That would be cause to have an immediate election and throw whoever was in out, no matter what country you're in. If somebody in our country said, you know what, we better use nuclear weaponry, I'd want them out of office as fast as possible. I want them out by the end of the day. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a dangerous
anybody
game.
Even suggested that?
Oof. Yep.
Jennifer has a television report for us in a moment. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Oh, my God.
What took so long for you to transition from dirt to street machines?
Well, I rode dirt bikes as a kid. My boyfriend said, hey, you want to try riding a street bike? I'm like, oh, my God, I can't do it. I started 4 years ago on a Sportster. 2 years ago, I bought a CVO Street Glide with the 110 engine. Oh, my God, it's so much fun.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. How did you get started?
No, I just didn't know anybody. I didn't know anybody had any Harleys, and so this is kind of my first thing into it. I was like, oh my God. My boyfriend has this really cool black bike, and you can see it in the mirror, in the windows, and it's just so much fun and so different. I'd never been around anything like that.
Take it away.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Here at the recent Washington, D.C. Auto Show, the world's biggest car maker is looking to set the world standard for newer, greener cars. GM General Manager Jim Campbell.
The Chevrolet Volt is very exciting. You know, it's not a hybrid, it's not a plug-in hybrid. It's an electric vehicle with extended range capability. You can go up to 40 miles on one charge, and that's important because almost 80% of Americans commute less than 40 miles a day, like me and many people. However, if your life requires you to go a little bit further, we have a generator that kicks in to seamlessly give you another 300 miles of range. So it's a great combination of electric vehicle with extended range capability.
GM General Manager Jim Campbell.
People really, when they drive this vehicle, the vehicle's fun to drive. A lot of torque of the electric vehicle, so it's quick, it's fun to drive, but also you can drive 40 miles without using any gasoline. So it's a great combination of style, electric vehicle benefits, and it is fun to drive.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You spend all of your time off with others? It can be a trap.
You'll be much happier if you reserve part of your free time just for you. You have to invest in your relationship with yourself like you would any other. Here are three ways.
First, converse. Listen to yourself, learn about yourself, and even talk to yourself, but not when others can hear you.
Second, refresh. Feed your soul with great literature, art, or music.
Third, dream. Think about what you want to change. Picture the changes in your mind.
Alone time can be uncomfortable at first. But most growth is. You will come to treasure this time.
So make time for you. It leads to big success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139. There was
57 channels. All right, Jen, what's happening that's of note? Television world is full of excitement. Things are changing. Netflix dominates. That could be a headline, actually.
That is. Netflix dominates. Right. Well, Dougie, there's a new story out. I thought it would be kind of fun to talk about it. Vanity Fair has actually ranked the richest TV characters out there today. Any guesses as to which show might have the richest character?
So
are
you talking about drama? Are we talking about in general?
Any show that's on TV right now.
Any daytime conversation shows, that kind of stuff?
No, talking about characters. I'll give you a hint. Let's start off the list. House of Cards, Frank and Claire Underwood, that's Kevin Spacey's character and his wife on the show. Right. Their estimated worth, $344,000. Roger Sterling.
That's what they're worth on the television show.
Correct. If they were, okay. These are the richest characters on TV.
I got it. Okay.
Roger Sterling from Mad Men, he's worth at least $50 million. He'd be a good one to get to know. Now, this one's my favorite. Raina James on Nashville. She's worth $73 million. That's pretty fun. Lord Grantham from Downton Abbey. Is that how you say his name? Grantham?
Lord Grantham, yeah.
He's worth $410 million. It's pretty good. Luscious Line.
Is that adjusted for inflation from the time of the show? Actually,
I'm not sure how scientific, how they've pinpointed this. Luscious Lion from Empire is worth $630 million. Bruce Wayne from the show Gotham. Right. He's rich. This kid, we want to get in on the action. $8.3 billion with a B. Ooh. That's how much he's got. And then, Tywin Lannister from Game of Thrones. $2.4 trillion is what he's worth. Just kind of fun.
He's one of the kings?
I guess so. I don't watch that show.
No, neither do I.
Eddie Murphy is in talks to star in a new biopic about Richard Pryor. This is according to ET. According to the source close to production, Eddie Murphy would play the comedian's father, Leroy Buck Carter Pryor, who was a former boxer. Kind of fun. Now, MTV did this thing last week where they tried to set a bunch of records, and they did. They had someone dancing to a Beyonce song for 24 hours in a marathon outside of New York's headquarters. It's exciting.
I'm just grunting because that doesn't. There's nothing there.
You're not going to win that marathon?
51 after, no.